Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Thursday, February 23rd, 2017. I'm your presenter, Linda Martin. In the headlines, Attorney Clement Joseph challenges President Savera's statement on 7th February unrest in Roseau. Trinidad records more than 700 Zika cases in the last year. And North Korea lashes out at only ally, China. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and DFC. The details of these and more stories are coming up.
Courts Technical Service offers the best in technical repairs. Fixing TVs, DVDs, major appliances, small domestic appliances, music systems, and so much more. We are pleased to extend our services even to persons who have made their purchases elsewhere. And if that's you, Paddy Popoblem, you are forgiven. See you near Problem Technique and in many machines of Premier Department Technical at Dominique. And if it's beyond repair, we will offer you discount on a similar new item. Courts Technical Service, offering you the best in technical repairs at the most competitive prices in Dominica. Courts, bringing value home.
Dominica, get ready. It's the week of Carnival. Dominic, Kidu, the Dominica Festivals Committee in collaboration with the government of Dominica and headline sponsor Flo invites you on Monday, February 20th to the Lacor Street Jam featuring all your favorite Calypsonians. Then on Tuesday, February 21st, we end the Buyo Day with a grand Buyo Street Jam live in Lagos featuring all your Buyo artists. This Wednesday, it's the annual Stardom King of the Ten. This Thursday, get ready for Mascot Champ of the Cap live at the Eddie Andre Portersville Savannah. It's the DSC Mass Jamboree 2017. Also happening is Panorama Band by the Bay on Friday, February 24th. This Friday, all roads lead to the Eddie Andre Festival City, Portersville, for the National Queen Show. Come see seven ladies vie for the prestigious title of Miss Dominica 2017. This Saturday, from 12 noon to 7 p.m., we go into the People's Park for BFS. Calypso BFS. Finance is on this Saturday. We climax our carnival celebrations Monday and Tuesday. Traditional parade and street jumper. Get ready. Mass Dominic 2017. Dominic Kidu. Dominica Carnival is brought to you by the government of Dominica, Discover Dominica Authority, the Dominica Festivals Committee, and headline sponsor, Flu.
Welcome back. Dominican attorney Clemens Joseph is challenging President Charles Savera's statement on the February 7th unrest in Roseau. Q95 News reporter Lakeisha Labassier has more.
Attorney Clement Joseph is challenging President Charles Savera's statement on the February 7th unrest in Roseau. Joseph, who is now working as a senior public prosecutor in the office of the Director of Public Prosecutions in the Turks and Caicos, took issue with some aspect of the president's statement. On his Facebook page, he wrote a piece entitled, A Civics Legal Lesson for the President of the Commonwealth of Dominica, in reference to his statement released today, February 22, 2017. Joseph referenced the events of May 29, 1979, which led to the downfall of the Patrick John regime, saying, This is the same person who, as president of the then Civil Service Association, CSA, led the violent demonstration of our young nation and the ultimate downfall of the democratically elected government. According to him, Chapter 1501 of the Public Order Act of Dominica does not ever require anyone to apply for permission to keep a public meeting, and Section 7 of that act speaks to the power to prohibit a public meeting. Joseph said, The law only authorizes the minister to issue an order that can prevent a meeting. To date, since our independence, only one such order was issued by Edison James as Prime Minister to declare that no public meeting could be held in Mao on August 26, 1996. For weeks, the opposition had advertised their meeting, and if the minister wanted to prevent it, He should have issued an order. He explained further that the Public Order Act gives the Chief of Police no powers to set time and place of a meeting. So if he purports to do or have done so, it would be null and void in law. He added further, the very president in his statement said that permission was given by the Chief of Police for the holding of a public meeting when the law does not give the Chief of Police any such power, much more to dictate terms and conditions. To date, no one has been arrested and or charged for breach of these so-called conditions. He questioned, how is it that the president can say it is ultimately for the courts to determine whether the terms and conditions agreed upon for the holding of the meeting were adhered to? Is there something he knows that we don't? Has he given directions for the arrest and charge of persons for failing to adhere to those bogus unlawful conditions? End of quote. Meanwhile, Attorney General Levi Peter has said that as a nation, we need act more responsibly when we take decisions. He stated that although permission is not needed for a public meeting, both parties agree to start and end the meeting at a certain time, and the agreement should have been kept. On February 7, 2017, opposition parties, namely the United Workers Party and the Dominica Freedom Party, held a public meeting in Roseau calling for the resignation of Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit. Several hours after the peaceful meeting had ended, unrest erupted in Roseau and several businesses were vandalized. The organizers of the meeting have distanced themselves from the unrest, saying it began several hours after their meeting had ended. However, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit has insisted that the unrest was part of a plan to overthrow the DLP government and blame the opposition parties for the unrest.
And that was Q95 News reporter Lakeisha Labasir. Opposition leader Lennox Linton is calling on Foreign Affairs Minister Francine Baron to disclose the number of diplomatic passports that have been cancelled so far for the year 2017. Linton requests that she sends no further lawsuits, but rather provide the answer to his questions if she has the information at her disposal.
Question for Francine Baron. Madam Minister of Foreign Affairs, could you kindly advise the people of Dominica how many diplomatic passports have been cancelled since the 1st of January 2017? Who cancelled those diplomatic passports and why were they cancelled? How many diplomatic passports have been cancelled since January 1st, 2017? Who cancelled the passports and why? If you know, Madam Foreign Minister, maybe you don't know. So if you know, just provide information. Don't send any more. Don't send any lawsuits. Just send the information. Do you or do you not know how many diplomatic passports have been cancelled since the 1st of January 2017?
Earlier this week, the Foreign Affairs Minister demanded an apology and compensation from the opposition leader for the alleged defamation of her character. UWP Senator Dr. Thompson Fontaine is of the view that the absence of CBI funds will not bode well for Dominica, as the DLP government appears to be depending on, to a large extent, on that single source of funds. He expressed fears that Dominica may soon begin to face financial issues, as more international banks could refuse to transact the country's business that is connected to the CBI program. Fontaine called on Dominicans to pay close attention as he predicts that the governing DLP administration will eventually lay blame at the feet of the opposition UWP.
Been warning about all of these years, we think is upon us right now. The recent difficulties the government is experiencing with regards to accessing its own funds through the CBI program does not augur well for the country. And we might very well, very soon, begin to see issues locally with regards to even government meeting their daily obligations with regards to payment of salaries and other expenses. You know, without access to those funds, you have a problem. And the question then becomes, why is there a problem? If you're saying that this is your money that was obtained legally through the sale of passports, why are they having difficulties getting the monies through the international banking system? And it is very important for us to let the Dominican public know that, because I suspect the government will at some point begin to blame the opposition and say that we are the cause of this. But it is very clear to me that the international community is taking a stand. They are not satisfied with the due diligence surrounding the sale of the passport. And because of that, they're putting some serious pressures on the government. And we're having issues, as we're told, of the monies coming into Dominica. So just want to alert Dominicans to be on the lookout. We should have our first major test, of course, this weekend, with the payment of salaries due for the carnival and for the February month end.
Political activist Ati Martin applauds the UWP parliamentary opposition for their efforts in drawing CARICOM's attention to Dominica's issues. Last week, Dominica's opposition leader Lennox Linton, along with other members of the parliamentary opposition, traveled to Guyana during the conference heads of government of CARICOM meeting for the purpose of shedding light on the current situation in Dominica. Marta says it was a brilliant move by the parliamentary opposition and praised them for the initiative.
Trying to make it look like the delegation from the United Workers' Party was not listened to. And so, see, what you're doing is throwing the baby out with the bathwater. But in fact, that is not what happened. And in fact, it's a very good thing. I personally thought it was an extraordinarily smart move to actually make the issue into a regional issue. I would have liked to see that initiative actually come from CARICOM. We should have said to me that CARICOM is alive and well. But nonetheless, it took your delegation to go down and actually remind CARICOM, hey guys, this is about all of us.
Some Calypsonians are said to be expressing concern over a particular judge who has been selected to adjudicate the Calypso finals. 8 judges and 2 reserves were selected via a dip by the Calypsonians in the Calypso House in Bath Estate on Wednesday. The judge, which has had Calypsonians very concerned, is named Garford Joseph. According to reports, his name was selected to be a judge in the Calypso semifinals, but because of concerns raised by Calypsonians about his competency and impartiality, he was removed from the semifinals list. It appears that Garford Joseph may have posted some unacceptable comments on his Facebook page pertaining to some Calypsos or Calypsonians, which has since reportedly been removed. His name has, however, replaced back in the dip for the Calypso finals and dipped once more. It is reported that reigning 8-time Calypso monarch Denison King Dice Joseph has stated that he will not participate in the Calypso Monarch competition finals this Saturday if Garford Joseph remains as a judge. Journalist and Calypso commentator Kala John Baptist says he is not surprised by Dice's reaction.
Surprised, because like I said this morning, I would have thought that Garford Joseph's name would have been placed out of Calypso for eternity. It's bad news for Calypso. You cannot be adjudicating on something and be out there publicly speaking about it. You understand? It cannot be right. It stands to reason that his name should be put away and put away for eternity. Put Garford Joseph's name away. He has been public on Facebook saying things about Calypsonians, especially those who are Calypsos that are critical to the government. He can defend the government or the opposition, whoever he wants to defend. He can defend them. He can defend them as he wants, as he wishes. I have absolutely no problem with that. That is his democratic right. But I am saying, if you want to adjudicate in anything, you cannot be out there publicly criticizing and then expect people to want to think that you're going to be fair. So to avoid all those controversies, my good friend Garford Joseph, take a bow, take a back seat, and leave those people's thing alone.
Meanwhile, former Calypso judge Wayne James has called on the Dominica Calypso Association and the judge's coordinator to let wisdom and good sense prevail for the sake of the art form. He says it is very unfortunate that a judge would publicly choose to criticize the Calypsos well ahead of the competition.
Call on the Calypso Association this afternoon. Please, Mr. President, the treasurer, you know, the coordinator. I mean, please, for the sake of the... Because I'll tell you something. If what I'm hearing is going to be true, that they will continue to have this gentleman judging the show on Saturday, and then the king is saying that he'll not be participating, this is going to be a major blow for the Calypso finals. I can say that, because this is a young man that have a lot of fans. People come there for the gentleman. So they will decide that they're not going to go there. And I think that is what he will do. He will call on his fans not to go there. Is that what we really want to bring the calypso to? So really and truly, I want to call on the association, call on the coordinator. Let wisdom and good sense prevail for the sake of the art form. Because we have foreigners who have left the comfort of their homes to be here to enjoy the season with us and so on. And Calypso is one of the biggest shows we have, the Calypso Finals. So please, I'm asking them to, you know, let the good wisdom prevail and so on. And there are a number of other judges.
Persons coming into the city for Carnival Monday and Tuesday street jump up and parades are being advised by police of the new traffic arrangements to enter and leave Roseau. This as police announce a new carnival route for 2017. This new route includes the Dame Eugenia Charles Boulevard, so unlike previous years, bands are being ordered to proceed west along King George V Street from the intersection of Independence Street to the Dame Eugenia Charles Boulevard and then on to the intersection of Kennedy Avenue and continue east along Kennedy Avenue to Independence Street. This new route eliminates Hanover Street, which was used as part of the street parade over the past years. Police Superintendent Richmond Valentine outlines the arrangements for vehicular traffic to and out of Roseau on Monday and Tuesday.
If you are entering the city from the south, that is from Grand Bay, Point Michel, Soufrière, when you get to DBS Radio, you can take a right turn onto High Street, then onto Bath Road. You can drive north along Bath Road. If you want to exit the city, you go down, you turn left on Hillsborough Street, onto Bridgewater Street, over the Chinese Friendship Bridge, and you're out of the city. Or you can choose to go along the Link Road into Goodwill, onto the EO Liberal Highway, and you're out of the city. You can also choose to continue along Victoria Street, and you turn right on Old Street, that is at the back of the Garraway Hotel, on Old Street. Then you take another right turn on Church Street, that is next to Wholesale, and you continue moving east along Church Street. When you get to the Wesley High School area, you turn left on Cross Street and then right onto Virgin Lane, that is in front of the cathedral, and you continue until you get onto Bath Road. And the same route to exit the city can be utilized. If you are entering the city from the north, on approaching the ECO Black Bridge, you take a left turn onto the Link Road and through the gardens onto Bath Road, all the way from to Newtown, and you're out of the city. On Carnival Monday and Tuesday, the gardens gates will be left open until 10 p.m. to facilitate traffic.
And that was Police Superintendent Richmond Valentine. 29 persons involved in health and national response are this week participating in a mass casualty training exercise. Mass casualty management has been highlighted as an area of critical priority for the Ministry of Health and Environment, and over the years, training has undertaken for health personnel to include representatives from the national health agencies. According to a release, recent events such as road traffic crashes involving many passengers and the effects of climate change, most notable the impact of Tropical Storm Erica, has indicated the need to enhance Dominica's response capacity by training more personnel at both the community level and the hospital in MCM. It stated further that the goal of the training is to better equip staff to respond to emergencies and disasters, with the intention that the emergency response capacities of all district health teams and first responders will be strengthened. The training targets persons within the Ministry of Health, Fire and Ambulance Services, Red Cross, Cadet Corps, and the Police Force. The training exercise commenced on February 20th, 2017, and will end on Friday, February 24th, 2017, with a final simulation exercise, which may go into the early hours of the morning. In the region, the Ministry of Health in Trinidad and Tobago is reporting that the number of confirmed cases of Zika since the onset of the epidemic in February last year has reached 718. Of those, 463 confirmed cases were in pregnant women. And so far this year, there have been 4 confirmed births of babies with microcephaly, a birth defect in which a baby's head is smaller than expected when compared to babies of the same sex and age. Two of the mothers in those cases had tested positive for the virus during the course of their pregnancy. The ministry said in a statement that it is awaiting test results to determine the cause of the two other cases of microcephaly, noting that the number is in keeping with expected international rates of Zika-related complications. And North Korea has lashed out at its only international ally, China, accusing it of giving in to American demands. Last week, China announced a ban on coal imports during 2017 in response to North Korea's continuing ballistic missile tests. The statement, which did not name China, but referred to a neighboring country which often claims to be friendly. In a direct reference to the ban on imports, the statement said China had taken inhumane steps such as totally blocking foreign trade, which would help its enemies to bring down the social system in North Korea. The country relies on the coal trade with China for cash income. Although China backs North Korea alone among the international community, it has been a critic of its nuclear program and has backed UN sanctions against it. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first, a recap of our headlines. Attorney Clemens Joseph challenges President Savra's statements on February 7th unrest in Roseau. Trinidad records more than 700 Zika cases in the last year. And North Korea lashes out at only ally, China. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited and DFC. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log onto our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire Q95 news team, I've been your presenter, Linda Martin.